call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Totally fucked. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this TGIF Friday, June 20th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being a part of it. One of the things we're looking at is Lansing, the budget, the school budget, all the things that they're doing down in Lansing. This is a process that statutorily, according to a law that was passed back in 2019, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's very first budget after getting elected to her first term in 2018, she could not handle and negotiate a budget with the Republican-controlled House and the Republican-controlled Senate. As a result, they did not get a budget passed before July 1st when the school district's annual budgets needed to be started. So as a result, they passed a bill in the House, they passed it in the Senate, they sent it to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for her signing. She signed it into law. What did the law say? The law said that the legislature and the governor should work together to get at least at a minimum a school budget passed by July 1st every year. There's only one problem. There's no punishment. There's no fines. There's no fees. There's no penalties. There's no jail time for them not to do that. So as a result, guess what? As a result, the entire situation of what's happening right now, the governor's in Australia. Our Lieutenant Governor Garang Gilchrist is acting as the governor. That's number one. Number two, the House wasn't even in session on Tuesday. Why? Because they were in Washington, D.C., meeting with Donald Trump's cabinet members. Department of Education, Commerce, many others. Transportation, all of them. The senators and the House took yesterday off. Thursday, June 19th, they weren't even in session. Why? Because of celebrating Juneteenth, which isn't even a national holiday, I don't believe. I don't believe Washington has made that a national holiday. Wasn't government offices open yesterday? Vicky had a Board of Commissioners meeting last night. Banks were open. What the heck? But no, they weren't in session because of Juneteenth. Folks, if you look at the calendar, are you kidding me? If you look at the calendar, they won't get back in the session until this coming Tuesday, the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. Then they're gone. And the following Tuesday is July 1st. This statutory deadline that they have to pass a budget. Or I should say, should pass a school budget. It is not in any way, shape, or form going to happen by a week from Tuesday, in my opinion. The House isn't going to do it. The House is not going to do it. They are too far apart. The only way I can see this happening is if the state Senate, Democrat-controlled Senate, and this Democrat governor, Gretchen Whitmer, capitulate to the Republican majority-controlled House. That is the only way it's going to happen. If the Republican majority has a spine, if they have a backbone. If they don't, they cave in, then shame on you. What good is it for us to have a Republican-controlled majority, 58 state representative Republican to 52 Democrats, if all you guys are going to do is compromise? There's no good reason for having it. So why should we vote for you next year? Why should we not support your primary opponent next August? Can somebody in the state legislature explain this to me? Cam Cavett, I know you're listening. It's Friday. You're not in Lansing. Ken Borton, my state representative, John Roth. Parker Fairburn in the 107th. Call me up. Send me a text. Explain to me that you guys are not going to capitulate. You will not compromise. You will not cave in. That's what we the people want. And if you're not capable of doing that, don't run for re-election next year. Stop running for office. Why? Because we don't want you there. We want to send a real Republican that will go and do what we want them to do. Caving in, capitulating, compromising, the three C's. We're not interested in the three C's. Go back to selling cars. Go back to painting houses. Go back to working on boats, John Roth. Because I got to tell you something. We the people are getting sick and tired of you telling us how you guys are now standing up to the Democrat-controlled Senate, the Democrat governor, but then you don't have the spine to stand up and support your budget. Have a nice day, guys. Thank you for your service. Bye-bye. You're done. We don't want you here. It's that simple. Just got a text message. Didn't have any mail yesterday. So maybe Juneteenth is a federal holiday? Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. Well, mail workers will look for a day off for any reason. So that doesn't surprise me. The banks were closed too? Well, I don't know because I do my banking online, so whatever. It is a federal holiday, evidently, I guess. So guess what? It is going to be what it's going to be. So with that, good riddance. Adios. Bye-bye. So sad. Too bad. We're done with you. If you guys are not going to toe the line, if you're not going to have a spine, if you're not going to have a backbone, and demand that the Democrats in the Senate and this Democrat governor accept your budget proposal for the schools next week, then forget about it. Let the statutory, quote-unquote, statutory deadline of Tuesday, July 1st come and go. Go on summer break. 2 weeks from today is Friday, July 4th. Well, guess what? Have a beautiful Independence Day. Enjoy the Cherry Festival in downtown Traverse City. Enjoy the fireworks. Enjoy the concerts. Enjoy all the entertainment. If you guys have never been to the Cherry Festival, come to it this year. It is an awesome event. They've completely redone Grandview Parkway. It is beautiful. I'm not sure if this is the Blue Angels year or not. But the air show is fantastic. You can be right on the beach and see Blue Angels fly right over top of you, so close that you can see the letters on the bottom of the planes, the jets. It's awesome. Come up and spend some money. Absolutely enjoy yourself. It is going to be fantastic. But I'm sorry, you Republican state reps, we're done. We're not going to play these games anymore. We're not going to play them. We are not going to vote for you next year unless you stand strong on this budget. Period. End of conversation. One of the things you have to understand, the bottom line to all this, if you're not going to stand up now, when? What, you got to wait until you have a Republican-controlled Senate, a Republican governor, before you're going to grow a spine? Really? That's what you're basically telling us. If you don't stand up this year, what good are you going to do when you do have a Republican governor and a Republican Senate? Anybody can have a spine then. But you know what? During 8 years of Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly, Republicans didn't have a spine. That governor didn't have a spine. We had to take him by the neck, kicking and screaming, to get him to pass right to work. He didn't want it. Don't bring it up. Well, too bad. So sad, Rick. We're going to bring it up. We demand to make Michigan the 24th right-to-work state, and you better do it. And we forced him to do it. We put it on the ballot. Forced unionism put into our state constitution failed with Proposal 2 that year. In November of 2012, we had the statistical analysis for every single state house district and every Senate district. We went and met with those state reps, we met with those state senators, and we showed the data to them. Your district did not want to memorialize forced unionism into our state constitution. You better vote for right to work when it comes to the floor. You guys need to grow a pair. If you don't bother running for re-election next year. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Nathan Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an Iron Pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. Very much looking forward to the golf outing. As soon as I pack up here and get down there, we're going to have a golf outing here at the Ridge Golf Course on Old 27 in Gaylord. You're welcome to come join us. It's going to be a great event. We're excited. After the golf outing, we're coming back here to the Iron Pig Smokehouse South location. We're going to have a VIP reception. We're going to be tasting my Trucker Randy world-famous carrot cake and having dinner. We're excited. Come join us. Now, normally, we do have Rick Randall, the author, on with us on Fridays. But due to some technical difficulties here on my end, remotely broadcasting from the South location, wasn't able to get him on the show today. We'll have him on next Friday. Pass the Positive and his book, Road Trip. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get a copy of it. Please consider doing it. It makes a great gift for young people, kids, grandkids, graduation gifts. You're going to be going to graduation parties. Get a copy of the absolutely positive Good Words to Success book, Road Trip by Rick Randall. I have a couple copies already. I'm going to be giving it to a friend, having him read it and passing it on as well. All I can say, folks, after reading this book, looking at these words, 123 words to change your life, to make you more positive, to make you feel better about yourself, to be able to put good thoughts into your head, into your aura, into your energy. This book will change your life. And I wish that I had had this book when I graduated high school as opposed to getting it just this year. It's a phenomenal book. I highly recommend it. You can get it on Amazon, online, Barnes & Nobles. I know Rick is working on the audio version of the book. He's going to try to get it on Audible through Amazon. A lot of people have asked me for it already. They want to listen to the book. So basically, this is something that we want you to do because every Friday we are going to have a segment with Rick called Pass the Positive. Something I made a decision to do every Friday to give you guys some good feelings to wrap up the week every Friday at 11:30. to be able to go into the weekend, to spread the word, to get more positive energy into our lives. We've got enough negativity going on. We've got enough issues. We have enough problems. We have enough turmoil going on in the world, Washington, D.C., Lansing. We need a break. We need to wrap up the week on a positive note. So, again, I apologize to Rick for not having him on today. I apologize to you not being able to hear his message. But technology did not cooperate. So we'll have him on next Friday, every Friday. We're excited, looking forward to it. If you would like me to text you the cover of the book, text me two words, road trip. Text me road trip. I'll send you the photo so you know that you're getting the right book. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Go to your local bookstore. Go to your local library. Ask them if they have the book Road Trip by Rick Randall. If they don't, I believe he said the publishing house is Olympus. Give them that information. Ask them to order it, to get it, to carry it, because you guys want to buy a copy. You want other people to be able to get a copy of it. So definitely, definitely text me Road Trip, and I'll send you a picture of the cover, and then you can show it to the bookstore. You can show it to the librarian so they'll know exactly what to get for you. Cover, carry it from the cover. They can order it through Olympus and have a couple of copies there for you to purchase or to take check out at the library. Greatly appreciate if you guys consider doing that. Final notification tomorrow, Saturday, starting at noon. We're really going to get roaring about 4 o'clock. The Risk It Festival 2025 is going to be here at the Iron Pig South location, 4029 Old 27 Highway South. You can come here and buy your tickets in person. You don't have to buy them online, even though if you have bought them online already, just show them your name. They'll have you on the list. You'll be good to go. So bottom line, come and party. We are going to have a blast, and we want you guys to be a part of it. Don't worry about the rain. We got a big, huge, wooden-covered pavilion. Going to be a great time. The stage is being set up right now. Banners are going up. It's going to be a blast. And we want you guys to come. We want you guys to party. We want you guys to be a part of it. One of the things that we want to do is kick off summer with a party. And this is your opportunity to do it. Lastly, want to let you know also the 6th annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast, Central Lake, Michigan. The third Saturday in July, July 19th, noon to 4 p.m. Bring your guns, bring your ammo, bring your appetite. It's going to be a blast. Text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast and I'll send you the link. acconservatives.org. That's it for this week. You guys have a great weekend. Come party with us. Come golf with us. 97.7 FM, WCHI, Suborgan. Have a great weekend. See you tomorrow at the Iron Pig South.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.